It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having an outstanding Tuesday. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is April 19 of 2022. And as always, a jam-packed show lined up for you today, however you are tuned in. Whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much, and I'll thank you once more if you follow us on Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter, at RealColBear. Like the Facebook page, just type in 102.3 1650thefan. You'll find us, then just hammer that like button. You'll have more sports, more local sports, less nonsense in your Facebook feed. So you're welcome. Check out that website. That's where you get the podcast of this show. All sorts of great local and statewide sports content. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Dial me up if you have any questions or comments you'd like to add to the show today. 319-277-1918. 1918-319-277-1918, or you can call 800-913-9479. Or perhaps you'd rather email than call. You can do that. We have the technology. Email address is Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right. As always, we'll lead it off here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to in the stack today. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this all right. Can we call it an all right Tuesday weather-wise? We'll hear from Megan Mulford on what's to come the rest of this evening, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. Then we'll come back from that first break, and we got a first-timer lined up. That being Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com. Perhaps you remember back in the yesteryears of Cole & Company, Alex Halstead did great work for 24/7 Sports covering Iowa State. And I've been following Nick's work for some time now. And our good friend of the show, David Eicholt, who does great work for 24/7 Sports covering the Iowa Hawkeyes, David's had some great things to say about Nick as well, and understandably so. And with big news about a four-star quarterback committing to the Iowa State Cyclones, I've got more details on that in just a moment. Just another great reminder there. If you're driving home hearing that news for the first time today, that's why you got to follow us on Twitter. That's why you got to follow me on Twitter. Like our Facebook page. Go to the website. You'll get this information, most of it, a lot of it, that I lead off the show with. It ends up online. It ends up on our social media accounts. So you can be the smartest dude or the smartest gal at the water cooler at work. You're welcome. Nick is going to join the show, and we got to talk about this four-star quarterback commit for Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones. We also got to talk about Tyrese Hunter, right? The Big 12 Freshman of the Year, outstanding point guard for T.J. Otzelberger in the Clones this past season, who reached the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. Hunter played an integral role in that, and now he's in the transfer portal. Sounds like there's quite a bit of smoke here in terms of reasons why, or maybe it's not as traditional, if that word can even apply at all, to entering the transfer portal in this day and age. But there's just some layers to this, if you will. And then we'll also have Nick empty his reporter's notebook and tell us what he's got his eye on, as much like many other college football teams in the state, the Cyclones are wrapping up their spring practices at the end of this week. Same going on for UNI football as well. I know I want to say Iowa is also having their final spring practice this Saturday, an open practice at Kinnick Stadium. I think I've got that right. So spring football come and gone, almost. We're almost there. So we're going to talk about it as much as we can in the meantime, and look forward to Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports. Bookmark the website, CycloneAlert.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at TheRealNickOsen. That's O-S-E-N. After we're done with Nick, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim during that break. We'll come back on the other side. And I got to say, you know, doing this job for, over a decade now, it is a bit of a shame. You get a little desensitized to things that when you were a kid, if somebody would have told me when I was a kid, hey, you're going to have an opportunity to interview this person face-to-face, or you know, have a conversation with them face-to-face, or over the phone, you'd be like, no way, never going to happen, right? I mean, it comes with the territory of this job. And I don't want it to sound like I take it for granted. It's just like it's kind of sad to me, kind of that desensitization, if that's a word, going like Stephen A. or something right there for a moment. But had a conversation earlier today with new UNI football tight ends coach Drew Tate. And big shout out to Drew for his time today. Really appreciate it. He was really candid, I thought, and I didn't have to pry, you know, words out of his mouth. It was a really nice conversation that we had, touching on a number of different topics about his young coaching career. Obviously, a lot of what he has to offer shaped by his experience, of course, not only at Iowa, but in the CFL. Drew had a long career in the CFL. And the reason that I bring up the being desensitized is Drew Tate's probably on my personal Mount Rushmore of favorite college athletes of all time, just for me personally, because, and I know so there's a Hawk fan out there going right now, like, where's Brad Banks, right? Dude, I love Brad Banks, but just for me, Drew Tate, he was like that pocket scrambler, so he was like kind of like Johnny Manziel before Johnny Manziel, and character flaws aside, I loved watching Johnny Manziel play college football as well. And what Drew Tate did at Iowa was unlike anything I had ever seen to that point and since an Iowa quarterback do, which is, I think, obviously the big reason why my eyes go, this is the most fun, the most entertainment I've ever received watching Iowa football. And if you want to take that as a little bit of a dig, Iowa fans, then do it. Because you know damn well that whether it's Brian Ferentz, Ken O'Keefe, Greg Davis, Iowa Hawkeye football is not the most exciting brand of offensive football in the country. Far from it. But when Drew Tate was under center, it was lit, as the kids would say. And I thoroughly enjoyed Drew Tate's career. You could talk about him playing hurt, and maybe, you know, that caused, you know, the Hawkeyes not to be able to win another Big Ten Conference championship after his sophomore year, of course. But, I mean, appreciate Drew Tate for what he was, and that's one of the all-time greats to have ever put on the uniform. And, I grew up in Southeast Iowa. So, of course, the Hawkeye game was on every Saturday as opposed to the Iowa State game. Whereas nowadays, if you're going to make me choose between Iowa State and Iowa, I'll tell you. I think I've made points like this that wouldn't shock you if you've been listening to the show, that I'm going to watch Iowa State over Iowa. But that's why there's two televisions in the living room, so we don't have to make that choice. But it was cool to talk to Drew today, but you're doing a job, right? Like, it's business. So it wasn't like, hey, man, you remember, what was the skit with Chris Farley back in the day on SNL? Where he's like the worst, most anxious interviewer. And then he had Bruce Willis on. He's like, hey, you remember that time in Die Hard when you walked over the glass? That was awesome. There was no room for that today. I respect Drew's time too much. Maybe at some other point I'll channel that Chris Farley skit from SNL. But nonetheless, some audio from new UNI tight ends coach Drew Tate coming up today on the show. Some good stuff from Drew that I think you'll like, Panther fans, and for that matter, Hawk fans or anybody else tuned in today, as it's a big day of spring football talk here on the show. After we're done hearing from Drew Tate, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap up the show, and then we'll hand the baton to Cubs baseball. Game 2 tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. Good win for the Cubs last night. Of course, you heard it right here on The Fan. Pre-game starts at 6:05. First pitch is at 6:40. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. Yesterday in boys soccer involving a metro school, Cedar Falls routed Waverly Shellrock 10-0. And in girls soccer in the metro, Waterloo United beat Decorah 3-2. And Denver shut out Columbus 3-0. Yesterday in girls tennis in the metro, Cedar Falls defeated Waterloo East 9-0. In high school sports today in the metro and boys track, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and East are involved in a meet at Memorial Stadium, and Columbus is at the Olwine Invitational. In boys golf, Columbus is at Denver. In girls golf, Cedar Falls is at Bunker Hills in Dubuque as part of a quadrangular, and Columbus is playing at Denver. In boys soccer, Cedar Falls is at Dubuque Senior. Waterloo West plays at Western Dubuque. Waterloo East visits Dubuque Wallert, and Columbus is at Iowa City Regina. In girls soccer, Cedar Falls is hosting Dubuque Senior. Waterloo United is at Dubuque Wallert, and Columbus has a home match against North Fayette. In boys tennis, Waterloo West hosting Iowa City High, and Columbus entertains Union. In girls tennis, Waterloo West plays at Iowa City High. An update on an ever-evolving situation here, the New Hampton and Waukon school boards have voted to continue a proposal to remove Waverly Shellrock from the Northeast Iowa Conference. New Hampton introduced the resolution earlier this month during a meeting of the NEIC Executive Board, consisting of superintendents from each of the conference's six member schools, which also includes Charles City, Decorah, and Cresco Crestwood. The resolution passed 5-1, Waverly Shellrock casting the only dissenting vote. For the move to become official, the resolution had to go back to school boards to vote on how to have their superintendents vote in a second separate vote by the executive board. Last week, Charles City, Decorah, and Cresco Crestwood school boards all voted to have their superintendents vote the same way. The next meeting of the NEIC executive board is expected to be held later this week if the resolution to remove Waverly Shellrock from the Northeast Iowa Conference passes for a second time. The Go Hawks would exit the league after the 2022-23 school year. New Hampton's resolution argues that Waverly Shellrock has grown so much larger than other schools in the NEIC, now to about three times the size of New Hampton, that it has created competitive imbalance. The move is also considered a necessity for possible future conference expansion. Here's the big news I told you about at the top. Ankeny quarterback J.J. Cole announced last night he's committing to Iowa State. The four-star QB is considered the best prospect in the state in the 2023 class. He's 6'6", 227 pounds, led Ankeny to the 5A state title game this past season. He recently got invited to the Under Armour All-American game, and according to 24/7 Sports, is 18th ranked at quarterback in the country. In his junior season, he threw for nearly 2,200 yards and 25 touchdowns. The Missouri Valley Conference leading UNI softball team underway in a doubleheader at Drake today. Panthers entered on top of the Valley with a 12-1 record. Drake, meanwhile, in third at 8-6. Game one of the doubleheader, UNI gets a 10-2 win. Third baseman Brooke Snyder hit a grand slam in the top of the second. And right now, game two of that double dip, tied at two in the bottom of the third. UNI softball player Kylie Sanders has been named the Missouri Valley Conference's Newcomer of the Week. She played a pivotal part in the Panthers' three-game sweep over Valparaiso last weekend, batting 364, driving in three, scoring three times. She also excelled in the field, three putouts, nine assists, and helped on one of three Panther double plays against the Beacons. The second round of the MVC golf tournament taking place yesterday in St. Louis. UNI's Hannah Bermel entered today one stroke off the lead. In the team score, Illinois State is in first place. UNI roughly about 30 strokes behind. The final round of the tournament in progress as I speak. The UNI women's tennis team is the sixth seed for the MVC tournament this weekend in Des Moines. Panthers open tournament play against three seed Bradley Friday afternoon at 3. Drake is hosting the tournament, and the Bulldogs are the top seed. Tournament goes Friday through Sunday. University of Iowa linebackers coach has been added to a lawsuit being brought by seven former Hawkeye football players. The lawsuit accuses the athletics department and several coaches of racially motivated discrimination and harassment. Coach Seth Wallace has now been added to the suit as a defendant along with head coach Kirk Ferentz, AD Gary Barda, and coaches Brian Ferentz and Chris Doyle. The former Hawkeye players are demanding $20 million from the athletic department, accusing the football program of creating a racially hostile environment. Iowa cornerback Jamari Harris was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of operating while intoxicated. According to the Iowa City Police Department, the arrest happened at 2:46 Sunday morning in Iowa City. His blood alcohol level was .096. Legal limit in Iowa is .08. He started seven games last season at corner as a sophomore and was listed as a first-team corner on the spring depth chart. The Iowa baseball team is looking to complete a season sweep of Bradley as they host the Braves this afternoon. The Hawkeyes outlasted Bradley 9-8 and 11 innings on April 6th in Peoria. Bradley is 11-18 overall. Hawks entered today 20-12. That game in progress began at 4:05. All right, let's take this final timeout. I'm getting way ahead of myself. We'll take this timeout. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast. All coming your way. On the other side, we talk about the big Cyclone news, four-star QB, Tyrese Hunter in the portal. We get to all of it next with Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports. You're listening to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole & Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You know, you always have your best laid plans, and then what happens is, as it can happen from time to time with you listeners as my witness, I'll get a little long-winded in the monologue, and I always feel especially bad about it when we've got a first-time guest coming on the show, and then we get behind schedule, so my apologies to one Nick Osen, who joins us now for the first time on Cole & Company. Nick does outstanding work for 24/7 Sports. You can check it out at CycloneAlert.com and follow him on Twitter at TheRealNickOsen. Nick, thanks so much for coming on the show. A lot to talk about as it relates to both Iowa State football and basketball right now, and glad to have you here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on for the first time with you, Cole.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you can tell me and the listeners about what I think would be the good news. Let's start with the good news. Ankeny four-star quarterback J.J. Cole is a Cyclone, commits yesterday, late last night, and there were some serious challengers as anybody would be able to game out for a four-star quarterback. How did Coach Campbell and his staff secure this young man?
Yeah, definitely some really good news, you know, here and kind of around the area. And I'd say the biggest things were they really just put the time and effort in consistently. You know, they were the first school to offer Cole. They never really lost touch for much of a span at all. They've kind of made him feel like he could be a part of things, both in terms of, you know, kind of on the field as a leader, sitting in team meetings, that kind of thing, but also kind of the face of this class, trying to help recruit other in-state talents and things like that. Doesn't hurt that, you know, his dad went to Iowa State as well, but I firmly believe that that wasn't, you know, kind of the major deciding factor for JJ, and it's a really good pickup for the Cyclones at quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about 6'6", almost 230 pounds? It makes you think that probably by the time this young man hits the field at Jack Trice, he'll be weighing 240 or more. Can a quarterback that big work in college football? I think the first place that anybody's mind goes, as good as the or as much emphasis as well that gets put on rushing the quarterback these days, can J.J. Cole make that first guy miss on a regular basis? And how nimble can he be, given the fact that he is such a big dude?
Yeah, it's a really fair question to ask. Obviously, that's especially big. You don't necessarily see that often at the high level. But, you know, I've watched a lot of him. High school tape, 7-on-7. You know, I would say as long as he doesn't gain too much more height or weight, because he's got a pretty good, you know, kind of frame and muscle right now, I do think he can. He is able to move a little bit. Really impressive throwing on the run, especially with that stature, like you mentioned. And, you know, I've written about it and spoken about it as well, but absolutely, I've got pretty high expectations for Cole. And, you know, as much as I've talked to him and kind of learned more about him, I think the way his mind works in terms of processing and his work ethic, I think he's got those expectations for himself as well.
And you were able to catch up with him, I understand recently, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually had just spoken last week and then actually talked again today to kind of break things down for him. Yep.
What stuck out to you most about what new four-star quarterback J.J. Cole had to say about making his decision and what he'll bring to Iowa State football?
Yeah, I think it was two main things. The fact that he felt so wanted by Iowa State, and that was such a major factor for him. He kept hitting on that, you know, harping on it several times. So I think that was big. And then he's very, you know, kind of straightforward and open about who he is hoping to recruit with him, which includes two, you know, major names around the area and two of his good friends that he plays 7-on-7 football with as well, in Jamison Patton and Kai Black.
Nick Osen, 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And just to kind of wrap up the conversation here about J.J. Cole, the new four-star quarterback commit for Iowa State, Nick, what would you say? You know, we've talked a little bit about his size and, you know, what advantages, challenges that may offer him at the college level, but just what are the two traits where, if you're going to start saying these skills, these traits, I mean, they're it, you know, they're legit, what would you point to with him?
I really like that. I would say for him, the mental aspect. I think he's just ridiculously smart, driven, deliberate. So I'm going to say mentally, that's big for him. And then, quite honestly, arm strength. He's got a cannon. He can make every throw. Like I said, he can move a little bit as well. I would definitely say those are, you know, two of the biggest things for me that would stand out in terms of Cole's future and success.
Let's continue talking football, but kind of back up a little bit here and get into spring football. It's wrapping up this week. Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, they're all winding down this next week, I should say, with spring football. As it winds down, Nick, what have you identified as the one, two, or three biggest storylines that fans will certainly latch on to throughout the summer and as fall camp approaches?
Yeah, I think the big one is going to be, you know, again, the quarterback position, Hunter Deckers. I've been really impressed from what I've seen from him as the new starting quarterback with Iowa State. I think he's going to be really good as long as he, you know, kind of stays within the game and the offensive line improves. And then I would say the defense still looks a little bit ahead of the offense, which isn't necessarily, you know, bad or kind of unexpected at this point in the spring season. But with the amount of talent Iowa State lost, I think that could even be considered a net positive for the Cyclones going forward.
Yeah, that makes sense. And when you talk about Hunter Deckers staying within the offense, that totally makes sense for a first-time starter. I'm wondering, though, you know, when we talk about Brock Purdy staying within the offense, how much different will it be for Hunter Deckers to stay within the offense? Because you got to imagine, from what little bit we've seen so far, he's going to get his number called as a runner a little bit. Jyrel Brock is not Breece Hall. He's still a really good talent. And then that tight end room looks a lot different. So do you think that to the eye, Iowa State's offense this fall will look quite a bit different? I mean, what do you think from what you've seen in the spring here in terms of just how things will be engineered?
It's definitely going to look different. You know, I think there's going to be this balance of more kind of ground attack from the quarterback position. Deckers is, you know, probably a little stronger and more athletic than Purdy was. And I think with his arm strength, they're also going to be able to open up kind of the deep passing game more as well for Iowa State. You know, like you mentioned, they won't have a Breece Hall, but I'm pretty high on their running backs room. That's definitely going to be an area of strength. And then, you know, just being able to stretch the field, like I said, with Decker's arm talent and, you know, some of the wide receivers available as well.
All right, let's shift gears here. In a couple minutes we have left with Nick Oson of 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com. Follow him on Twitter, @TheRealNickOson. Big news yesterday that, from what I understand, Nick, those who are in the know, like yourself, in the trenches with your hard hats on, people saw this coming, that Tyrese Hunter, a Big 12 Freshman of the Year, outstanding point guard, was going to enter the transfer portal, and he did just that. What can you tell us about what you know about everything that led to this point we're at right now with Tyrese Hunter?
Yeah, it kind of, you know, it built over a few days, but it was initially unexpected by many, you know, of us kind of connected and around the program. What I've really gotten is it wasn't an issue, you know, with his role or the school or the staff or anything. They all really kind of meshed well and took good care of each other. I think he just wanted a different opportunity, what would potentially be deemed a better opportunity for himself, maybe his family. He didn't necessarily love the area here. And, you know, he's a guy that I think is going to try to go pro pretty quickly. So I think he was looking for kind of that next step to do so, you know, maybe at a quote unquote bigger program even faster. But there were certainly some question marks even since he's announced it, because he did have that role, you know, at Iowa State. And it is such a big program as well within the Big 12. But that's kind of what I was able to get. We expected it going into it the last few days, but a couple weeks ago would have been a major surprise for sure.
How much does the potential for a power conference point guard that won freshman of the year, broke some program records for a decorated program in terms of freshmen that have played, how much does NIL and what Tyrese Hunter stands to gain financially? And I don't want people to get this twisted. This isn't a shot at Tyrese Hunter, but this is the reality of college basketball these days. What have you heard, Nick, in terms of what could potentially be waiting for him in terms of a financial windfall of an NIL wherever he does end up?
Yeah, I like how you frame that, because it's not necessarily a reason he's leaving for sure or what he will certainly get, but in terms of what he could get, it is very massive in terms of, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars he could really get if he goes to a big time program with the cachet and skill that he has and what he showed only as a freshman. There's a bright future ahead, both on and off the court, for Tyrese.
I want to say, Nick, and I'm coming out of left field here a bit, but Creighton had a transfer that recently ended up at Tennessee, and it's already been reported or widely speculated that he got roughly $200,000 in NIL money. Did you catch wind of that one at all?
Yeah, I mean, some of these numbers, you know, from these schools are just really unexpected and off the charts, and it's something that, you know, the game is changing, right? And yeah. I guess we kind of have to adapt and be ready to see and view things differently, but it's something that even a year ago, I would have been shocked hearing some of these numbers, Cole, truly.
Yeah, yeah. And then the thing is, if you go to put some guardrails on this, I've advocated for there being a live period and a dead period for the transfer portal, just like there is for recruiting high school players. That doesn't necessarily fix money trading hands like it is right now. A lot of people will say it doesn't need to be fixed, but it certainly widens the gap between the haves and the have-nots. And as soon as you start to put any guardrails or regulations on this, Nick, then people just find a better way. It's just, do we cheat out and get to cheat out in the open, or do we have to cheat under the table? You know, it's just, how do you fix it?
Exactly. I like your idea, you know, kind of from the outset, but you're right. People will find loopholes and you know, potential workarounds. And it's something that I think there has to be a middle ground, because I'm a fan of a lot of, you know, kind of the player empowerment and the ability to earn while in college. But I also, you know, I kind of miss the days of being able to watch guys play together for 2 to 3 years in school before taking the step to the next level. So I think it has to be, you know, kind of found. I do think that there will be some type of middle layer in the next couple of years, but right now this is different. And I don't think that this can necessarily last too long to be fair to much of anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes you wonder in the long term how good or bad it may be for revenue purposes for the NCAA in terms of selling March Madness and the college football playoff. But Nick, great stuff, man. Really enjoyed the conversation, and don't be a stranger. We'll have to get you back on sometime soon.
This was a blast. I would love it, Colt. Thank you for asking me, my friend, and have a wonderful week.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care. Nick Osen, 24/7 Sports. Make sure and bookmark CycloneAlert.com. Nick's been doing great work. Give him a follow on Twitter at The Real Nick Osen. That is O-S-E-N. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. We'll talk a little more spring football. We were talking a little hoops there with Nick, but we're going to get back into talking spring football. New UNI football tight ends coach Drew Tate. Yeah, that Drew Tate, the former Hawkeye quarterback, joined me for a conversation earlier today. I'll bring you some of that. That's next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa receiver Keegan Johnson hopes the experience he gained last year as a true freshman will help him make even more progress next season. The native of Bellevue, Nebraska, appeared in 13 games a year ago and had 18 catches, including 2 for touchdowns. He says one of the biggest lessons from last season was overcoming mistakes.
Some of my brothers who played at, you know, played in big stages, my father played in big stages, you really got to move on to the next play, because if I'm still thinking about that, odds are it's probably going to happen again. So you got to have short-term memory. You know, you got to let it go. Long game, long season, and you just can't let plays like that define you, honestly. Well, that's just going to become you.
The Hawkeyes close out spring drills Saturday with an open practice in Kinnick Stadium. To baseball, the Iowa Cubs open a week-long International League Series in Louisville tonight. In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids hosts Peoria. The Quad Cities are on the road at Wisconsin. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We hear it everywhere. It's hard to get a new product in almost every industry. I'm Chris Fink with Tubbs R Us, and I have some great news. We have new QCA spas in a variety of colors and styles in stock right now. At Tubbs R Us, you'll get free delivery, plus the lid, lifter, and chemicals you need to enjoy your spa. Stop in today, and you could be relaxing in your new QCA spa right away. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue in Waterloo.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need, and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even with no prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home, and My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Cole and Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of spring football today, as it is next week. I got to get right on this on when the hell spring football is winding down soon. How about that? Spring football wrapping up soon, past the halfway point. I can guarantee you that. But I've been able to catch up with some of these new UNI football coaches. Decent amount of turnover on Coach Farley's roster this offseason, or staff, I should say. And among the hires, former Iowa great Drew Tate. Yeah, that Drew Tate. And he coached quarterbacks at UT Martin last season. And UT Martin got its first ever playoff win in school history with Drew down there coaching the Signal Callers. And now he comes up back to the Hawkeye State, but he's in Panther Town now and is coaching the tight ends. But as you might imagine, among the things we covered was talking about quarterback play. And here's Coach Drew Tate, talking about how he thinks in today's game, it's so imperative just to keep things simple for your quarterback.
Yeah, you know, the big thing, and that's a great question, and I'll tell you this, I think it's about keeping things simple. I believe that the quarterback position is the most overcoached position in all of sports, and the majority of the people that try to coach the quarterback position, you know, have minimal experience playing it, you know, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, And usually quarterbacks are usually extremely competitive, and the coaches are usually extremely competitive for the most part. You got to be a really competitive guy to play quarterback. So, you know, I kind of see that. I experienced it. And so when I was coaching, I was like, guys, playing the position of quarter, less is more playing the position of quarterback. You know, less movement with your eyes, less movement with your feet, less movement in your pockets. Just keeping things extremely simple. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is running around and playing catch with your buddies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yep.
there's no reason, rhyme or reason, to really just try to overcomplicate of what it is. You know, you have your progression. Your feet need to match your eyes and go with your progression. I always say listen to your feet, because if you're taking a three-step drop in a hitch, by the time I get to that third hitch, that ball better be out to the running back, because that first hitch wasn't there, the second hitch wasn't there. Well, where's the back? You know, I got to find the back or I got to run. So just keeping things simple to me is really the, simplifying complexity. Just keeping things simple at the quarterback position, keeping their eyes very simple, because it's all about, you know, feeling comfortable in the pocket and having that internal clock, you know, that goes off. But then I say that always goes back to your feet, because your feet mm-hmm. are, or if you listen to your feet, you know, they'll tell you where to throw the ball, you know, the timing anyway.
Listening to audio from a conversation I had earlier today with new UNI football tight ends coach Drew Tate, the former great Hawkeye quarterback. And here's Coach Tate talking about how he's catching up and what he's doing to be the best tight ends coach he can be.
Listening to Brandon Keith, the tight end coach here who played O-line, and then Ryan Clanton. And because Ryan Clanton's our offensive line coach, and then Joe Gant, the receiver coach, who's coached tight ends before. So just listening to them on seeing, like, how they see the position, because they have a lot more experience at the line of scrimmage. I've just never been on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, as I started kind of figuring it out, and learning, okay, what are we doing here? How's this got to go? I mean, I tell you guys, just start with your stance, because at first we're starting here at spring ball, and our tight ends, their stance, they're already out leveraged based on their stance. So the ball hasn't even snapped, and they're standing in their stance and already out leveraged based on, like, the DN you know, if he's in a six, is he in a five, is he in a nine tech or something like that. So, like I said, I just try to find them. I try to figure out, all right, what the hell are we trying to do here? And then how do I simplify it to, like, a player's mind? Because, you know, it's so complicated, and most people make it complicated or think it's complicated. But if you only have about four or five keys, just keep it simple. That's what you do. Pad level, hat placement, things like that at the line of scrimmage that I've never, you know, been in rooms to really hear and understand. All that, your first step, you know, just those little things that, you know, really is, you hadn't even played, you haven't ran a route yet, you haven't blocked anyone. But like I said, your stance, your first step, your pad level, your hat placement, those are things that, you know, are really, you just, they're mental, and you just learn what to do at the snap. And then after that, you got to go play football.
Having been out there and seen the UNI offense work this spring, I asked Coach Tate about quarterbacks Theo Day and Matt Morrissey. He spoke about that, also spoke about the importance for time management for student-athletes and what it takes for him and how important it is to earn trust. It's all included in this this bit of audio from Drew Tate.
Watching them progress, I think gaining confidence in themselves, you know, to me, if you don't have a quarterback that has if your quarterback doesn't have confidence, you don't have a quarterback. Because, I mean, even if the quarterback's really not that good, if his confidence is through the roof, you got a shot, you know, and I've always just felt that way and played like that. And so, but, you know, it really similar to the tight end starting like day one, you know, evolving all the way to practice 11 that we just finished yesterday. It's been awesome to see them grow too, because now they're feeling more comfortable with themselves. And then, you know, again, at the end of the day, these are student athletes. So these kids ain't pros. It's not like they wake up, they take care of their body, and then just go perfect their craft as a quarterback. No, they got so much red tape that they got to go through before they even get to football, you know. And so it's really just knowing how to manage your day and where to spend your time, because timing is everything. I tell these guys, you know, don't be a student athlete. Don't be anything. Just be a time manager, because as soon as you wake up in college sports, I mean, your day is structured pretty much so you go to sleep, and you really only have about maybe 2 hours throughout the day to actually be a college kid.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a lot of those kind of intricacies, too, that you can throw in on that. But I think that experience of being a pro, you really understand, you know, what's important and then what's not important. And so I think that's helping, like, tight ends. Like, when I was coaching the quarterbacks in Martin, you know, I had these guys, you know, I had a regimen for them, you know, taking care of their body, like, you know, injury prevention, basically, restorative. So every day they need to be rolling out like their, you know, their upper trap, their teres minor, their pec, you know, think delt, you know, things like that. They need to be rolling that out, because when you're throwing a football for 6 months straight, that stuff's going to, like, lactic acid, all these things are going to build up. If you don't take care of it now, by the time November comes, your arm's going to be dead. And then, you know, in crunch time, when the fourth quarter and the playoff game's on the line, your arm wasn't as good as it could have been. So things like that, how to take care of yourself. The Epson bath, oh, man, when I introduced that to the quarterback there in Martin, they were like, oh, my God, I'm going to do an Epson bath every week. You know, just things like that, right?
I mean,
you can take all these things off the field, because to me, the majority of it is really off the field. On the field is the easy part. You're just going out there with your buddies playing ball. But what are you doing off the field to get you at your peak, you know, your peak position to be able to be the best version of yourself on the field for the team? So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of those kind of things that go into it. And it's not just X's and O's in recruiting. Like, about, you know, and I think too, to be honest with you, and this is my small amount of time of coaching and then be as a player, you're going to get the best out of your player if that player trusts you.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, just my name and my experience, these kids, they trust me, because I'm not a car salesman. I'm not going to tell them something that's not going to help their game on and off the field. And I think you get more out of the player because they really trust you. Because I've played for coaches that never played, you know, and they're telling me things. I'm kind of like, dude, like, you're insane. Like, it's insane that you even have this job. You only have the job because your buddy's with the head coach. You know, like, you're not qualified. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And there's a lot of those kind of instances and scenarios too. So, you know, I just try to take advantage of the, you know, wherever I'm at and the guys I'm coaching, just to be the best they can be.
I thought that was some compelling, candid comments by Drew Tate there at the end about, you know, guys are going to respect coaches that have done it before, that have been there. Not that they can't respect a coach that maybe hasn't played the position, but words coming from a coach who's done it, been in their shoes, that's going to resonate. And there are also the extreme examples like Drew touched on too, where there are just coaches in over their head. And I think that probably speaks to Drew being new to the industry because it is a fraternity to a fault. So that was refreshing to hear. And then to hear him talk about if you don't have a confident quarterback, you don't have a quarterback. To me, that's quintessential Drew Tate right there. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Denzel Ward is now the highest paid cornerback in NFL history. The Browns Pro Bowler agreed to a 5-year extension with the team Monday, worth a record $100.5 million. Elsewhere, Patrick Mahomes spoke for the first time since the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill. While he'll miss the speedy All-Pro, the Chiefs QB says he likes KC's newly signed bigger receivers like Juju Smith-Schuster and Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
We have a lot of size in that receiving room that we haven't necessarily had in the past. We've done it different ways with speed and beating guys deep and stuff like that. But to have big physical receivers that can still run, that can still catch the ball over the top, just having that size I think will be different. I'm excited for it.
And the Lions are meeting with two of the draft's top quarterback prospects. They'll host Liberty's Malik Willis today and Pitt's Kenny Pickett tomorrow. Ole Miss QB Matt Corral also getting interest. He'll meet this week with the Falcons and the Saints. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Rudy's Tacos, delicious Mexican food served by a friendly staff in a casual and fun atmosphere with marionettes hanging overhead. As the weather warms, enjoy your meal on Rudy's new patio. Lunch specials are served daily from 11 until 2. For lunch or dinner, you'll enjoy large portions made with fresh, locally sourced ingredients seasoned to perfection. Open 11 to 8 Monday through Thursday until 9 on Friday and Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy Rudy's today. Buy fresh, buy local. Rudy's Tacos on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue, Waterloo.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor. And he can do just about anything because
I make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
But the Hubbards use their 1025R because
we really are trying to create this homestead.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1-series tractor for just $109 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. A lot of people have Liberty quarterback Malik Willis as the number one quarterback on the board this year. He's a fascinating prospect. Historically, NFL teams have been hesitant to select quarterbacks from smaller schools. But players like Tony Romo and Josh Allen, Steve McNair have changed the perception of small school quarterbacks. NFL teams now value traits more than competition. And just look at last year's draft. The 49ers selected North Dakota State's Trey Lance, number 3 overall. Physical traits convinced the Niners to select him ahead of Alabama quarterback Mac Jones. Jones is a prototypical pocket passer. A decade ago, that would have made him a top 10 pick, but the NFL has evolved. Every team wants a dual threat at quarterback, and that could be great news for Willis. A couple of years ago, he may not have been considered a first-round pick, but when NFL teams look at the success of somebody like Josh Allen in Buffalo, it could be hard to pass on a quarterback with similar physical traits. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Rising home values mean that you could have more home equity than you might imagine. And if you're considering a refi, an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot could save you thousands. Ask about their smart term loans, cash out, and over 300 loan options to find just the right mortgage loan for you. Call now, 866-888-LOAN, or go to loandepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on a Tuesday. Got to thank Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com, and new UNI football tight ends coach, former Hawkeye great Drew Tate for today's show. Cubs baseball game two of the three-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays coming up here after news and sports at the end and top of the hour. We'll get you an extra dose of Radio Iowa Sports and Jim Rome's commentary before we hand it to Zach Zabeman with the pregame on the Cubs Radio Network. 6:05, that starts 6:40, first pitch. Justin Steele on the bump tonight, if I'm not mistaken. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.